News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range, I like to say, of our AM-FM capabilities at WVNN, it does not matter. Anywhere in the world, go to the World Wide Web, and you can just click on our website. That would be rightsideradio.org. And just no matter where you is, there we is. Let me jump in. Copper, what do I need to get on the phone with Dale right now? What's going on?
He says there's a pretty terrible accident and wanted to warn everybody about it.
Yeah. Is he on the line right now? You want to get him on there real quick? Yeah, let's do breaking news real quick. This might impact some of the local listeners, especially we get in the afternoon drive. So I got Dale on line three. Mm-hmm. Dale, what's going on, man?
Hey, Phil. Hey, just real quick. Here's the deal. Going south on 65 from, it appears, all the way up from 72 south to the interchange at 565 and 65, you've got to back up. It's going way further down south, and it's impacting both directions coming down 565 or to 565. So right there at the interchange and every way out, it is a disaster, with the exception of heading north on 65. Everything else is a complete mess. I don't know what's going on there. If you're heading in that direction towards that interchange from Huntsville, from Athens, or headed towards Decatur, any way but 65.
Okay, you broke up a little bit, Dale. So you're basically saying it's from 72 down to the 565 interchange on I-65 southbound is a mess. Is that what you're saying?
That's a mess, yep. And then on 565, heading out from the interchange or towards the interchange, so east and west, it's a mess as well.
Okay. Wow, man. Thanks for the call.
It's a real mess.
No, that's good news, especially with the afternoon drive kicking off. We appreciate that very much. All right. That was our own Dale Jackson is giving us a quick live. I'm sure he must have gotten caught in himself to be able to see it. Copper, let's go ahead and grab the mic. Tell me what the other caller said. What was that?
They said it's because they're inspecting the southbound 65 bridge.
Really? In the middle of afternoon drive? Right. Like, you know.
On a Friday?
I mean, on a Friday?
Not
they
cool.
They can't do that like on a Saturday? I guess maybe the union dues were too expensive on a weekend. Oof. Either way. All right, folks, you heard it. I don't know how long that'll be going on, but be advised, you might want to check your Waze or check, with the Alabama Department of Safety, Public Safety's website. Anyway. That was an old school thing. It's called ALEA now, not the Alabama Department of Public Safety. Anyway, check with ALEA. Anyway, just check online and see if you can find out before you go home today if that's your usual route. If you're trying to escape the Highway 72 red lights, you might want them today because you might get home quicker. So there's that. Wow. Okay. All right. Listen, other things that are happening right now, just making you aware that we have got our podcasting right now on this show up to about 35,000 or more. And all of that's on our website. I was just starting to tell you a moment ago when Dale called in. Rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Has got tons of stuff on there. If you want to listen to the show live, you can go there. Stream it online no matter where you are in the whole world. If you want to, you know, buy one of our coffee mugs, get a t-shirt or some Right Side Radio socks, because yes, we have socks. What cool radio show would not have their own socks? I'm just saying. Anyway, we've got Right Side Radio socks at the Right Side store. That's available at our website, rightsideradio.org. And then you've also got our podcasting. You got copies of things that Copper and I write that are published statewide and all kinds of other stuff. So anyway, check it out, rightsideradio.org. Just had a friend ping me during the last break. That'd be Steven from Huntsville. And we were just going back and forth. He said, okay, so you outlined, he referred to it as the unicorn candidate for governor. And he said, but you're not telling us who you're going to vote for. And I said, well, number one, I am just personally disinclined from making a public endorsement over the radio show. That's not what I think I'm here for. I think it's my job to talk the principles and to talk about the types of candidates we should want. I can definitely say that I'm not seeing those things that I just talked about in our current governor. But at the same time, I'm also, just so you know, affiliated with the Alabama Policy Institute, which is a 501c3. And so therefore, I don't make public endorsements of candidacies like that in my official capacity. So anyway, just making sure y'all are aware of that. Is that a unicorn candidate? Maybe, but here's the bottom line. If you know what you're looking for, it's easier to find it. If you've never taken the time to put together your list, your criteria of what you believe is best for the state of Alabama, then you're going to wind up just taking whatever comes down the pike and liking certain things and others. And that's why candidates get away with doing cheesy commercials. Like, you know, right now, what of substance has Governor Ivey's campaign commercials really told you? Well, she's a high stepper, apparently. That's what the latest one is. You've been taught not to say mean things about Joe Biden. And so she, and those are, you know, kind of quirky, kind of cool, kind of funny, euphemistic commercials. But are they giving you much? No. What you want, though, in the end, is to know that when the balloon goes up, if you will, when the red flag starts flying, when the high winds are blowing, you've got somebody in there who's what I described as a God-fearing gunslinger, somebody who's going to get the job done and make sure the state is here the next day and that everything that it takes to run that office is in place. So I would say, you know what? That's how you recruit. You find the principles first, and you recruit the candidates based on the principles. Dang, there's a concept. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.